Continuing Arches Chaim with the Rush, we've heretofore done his first six paragraphs. Each of them contain one midah each. Gava, Chanifus, Shaker v'Chazav, which are twins, I guess, Latzanus, Rechilus, and Kas. We're up to now Zayin and Ches, which for some reason one paragraph has numbers 7 and 8. And also, this paragraph includes at least four different things for some reason. Shehizaher mimichshol hanadarim, the stumbling block of taking vows. Meonas habrias, hein b'mamon, hein b'dvarim, from hurting others, b'mamon or b'dvarim, with money, financial matters, or words, umikinasam, and from jealousy, umisinasam, and from hatred of them. So why exactly there are four things here, why there are two numbers, why nedarim is here, the other three are, b'nadim l'chavero, are interpersonal things, nedarim doesn't seem to be. These are all questions that have been addressed by various Bali Musar. They bring here an Art Scrolls edition. Not going to comment much on these organizational questions. Not even entirely clear, apparently, whether the Rush himself did the paragraph breakings. Art Scroll says it's traditionally accepted that he did, whatever that means. But I just want to talk tonight, a couple of days maybe, about Anas Mamon and Anas Dvarim. So the Rush kind of includes both of them together. Umei Anas Abriyas, Hein B'Mamon, Hein B'Dvarim. The truth is, the Gemara in Bav Metzia says there are actually two separate lavim, two biblical prohibitions against Anas. The admonition against Onah is repeated twice in Parshas Bahar, Al Tonu, Lo Sonu. So the Gemara explains, one is for Onah's Dvarim, one is for Onah's Mamon. What exactly is Onah? What does the word Onah even mean? It's a difficult word to translate. Apparently it means something like to injure, to pain, to cause harm or trouble to somebody else. So Onah's Mamon is, generally speaking, to injure somebody financially. Anas Dvarim is to injure him in non-financial matters. This is something, I guess, you think about it, maybe not unique to halacha, but an important signature of halacha. In law, secular law, so we have, you know, civil law that regulates b'nadam l'chavero. Speech, you know, speech is mostly okay. You can't libel people. You can't say false things about people. But beyond that, it's pretty much, it's not a legal thing. It's mussar. You shouldn't do it. In halacha, the adrabah, the same Torah, the same Chumash, the same Gemara, the same Rambam, the same Shulchan Aruch that has Anas Mamon as a halacha, as a lav d'oraisa, also has Anas Dvarim. The parameters are different, and the truth is, you know, the hardcore Choshen Mishpat, Tshuva Svarim, you know, detailed halachic, complicated analyses are more in Anas Mamon than Anas Dvarim, but it's worth remembering that Anas Dvarim is a lav, is prohibited the same way that Anas Mamon is. What exactly is Anas Mamon and Anas Dvarim? Spend a couple of days hopefully discussing the parameters, what they are. Anas Mamon basically means again, injuring somebody financially. The way Chazal understand it, there's a specific kind of injury that we're discussing that is improper pricing. The Gemara is clear that Anas is a form of theft. There's a famous Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara actually asks a remarkable question. The Gemara asks, why do we need so many separate lavim? Lav Begezel, Lav Beribis, Lav Ba'Anas, Lav Ba'Oshek. The Torah wrote a lav against theft, a lav against withholding wages from a worker, a lav against charging interest, a lav against Onah. They're all the same thing. They all involve taking people's money, shaloka din. The Gemara has reasons why they're actually a little bit different. Ribbis is consensual, this one's not, and the Gemara has subtle, relatively subtle distinctions between them. Not so subtle, but it's clear from the Gemara, pretty clear from the Gemara, that these are all forms of taking somebody's money improperly, and that's what Onah's Mamon is. Onah's Mamon is improper pricing, which constitutes taking somebody's money, shelo kedin. Anas Dvarim, we'll discuss maybe tomorrow, but this is Anas Mamon, improper pricing, which involves taking his money, shelo kedin. There is a misconception, commonly people think Anas is some kind of price control. It regulates maybe how much profit I can make, how much I can charge over my cost, some kind of regulation on the market. That is not at all the case. Anas has nothing to do, generally speaking, with your cost. If you're unfortunate enough to have high costs, that does not legitimize your charging a higher price, vice versa. Onah has to do with market prices. Onah means the definition of an improper price is a price that is above the or below. Onah is actually symmetric. Either party to a transaction, the buyer or seller, can be over Onah by mispricing. And the key definition of Onah is deviating from the market price. Onah, it's not a prohibition against price gouging. Onah, the rule is makom v'shaito. Whatever the local price is, if the price spikes during a hurricane, that's the price. If the price drops because there's a glut, that's the price. Ona, we'll discuss this more in the future also. Ona is makom of a shaito. It means a transaction is not allowed to take place at a price that is different from the prevailing market price. A little more definition, more details we'll get into in the coming days.